stand by.
It's Christmas 2005, and you're listening to the This and That podcast with Jeff and Pat. I'm Jeff, and I'm going to walk you through three special episodes of The Best of Jeff and Pat. The Best of Jeff and Pat includes some of our favorite comedy bits, a lot of goofs and bloopers, our original music, and some unheard stuff, some things that didn't quite make the cutting table or didn't have room to make in the show, and some things that you also haven't heard that we played in other shows. We've selected to do this in three shows because we wanted each show to end up on a, be able to fit on a CD, basically. And so I had a very nerdy spreadsheet where I put in all the times for all of our bit stuff, and I separated it out and divided it and put it in order, and that's what it ended up being. So this will be three CDs. I'm going to try to make minimal interruptions, but I will add some commentary where appropriate. I hope that you guys enjoy this, and this is sort of our last gift to all of our listeners, so thanks. I thought I would start this off by giving you a listen to the very beginning of the very first show. This is back in December. And what's kind of surprising about this is that the intro didn't really change too much over the course of 7 months. So for nostalgia's sake, here is the intro to the first show. It's the weekend of February 19th, and this is volume one of This and That, Jeff and Pat. I'm Jeff.
I'm Pat.
Hello, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
I'm so excited. This is our first podcast.
This is our first podcast.
Issue number one.
You know what's not fair about the podcast, though?
What is not fair?
You have a real pop filter. I have a made-up pop filter.
I've got to get a picture of this because I didn't have two pop filters, so Pat has an extremely well-designed pop filter made out of pantyhose and, what is that, a hanger. And it looks really professional.
Well, other than the pantyhose are really fishnet stockings.
That would be cool, unfortunately. Well, I guess out in podcast land, they would have no idea. So they're very sexy.
They're very sexy.
But actually, it's a very cool looking. I mean, she made it round and everything. She did a really good job. I'm impressed. I think you could sell that.
Well, I'm the daughter of the original MacGyver.
Yes, you are.
My dad,
Mr. Handyman.
Yes, he can fix everything but a broken heart.
Well, we didn't quite have our URL and emails down yet, as you can see from the following bloopers. So, all right, that's it. Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, thanks, everybody, for listening. Our URL again, www.thisandthat.com. And is that it?
Podcast.
www.thisandthatpodcam. www.thisandthatpodcast.com. And next time, what we're going to do, Beth?
We'll be wearing our clothes.
Woohoo!
Right, bye. This was the first bit that we came up with, and it was basically myself and Terry Gross in an interview. Enjoy.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. My guest, Jeff, has been described as an icon of alternative music. He's a singer, songwriter, and guitarist.
Well, thank you very much, Terry. You know, I also, actually, my main instrument is the piano. I've just kind of picked up the guitar in the last couple of years. But it's a real pleasure to be on the show. I feel very lucky.
Well, you are really lucky.
Okay.
Can you talk a little bit about, composing and sampling the music backing for the records? What your approach is to that?
Well, I don't know if I really do that much sampling. A lot of my music, though, is digitally based. I've got a Yamaha Motif keyboard. It's MIDI enabled. But I use a lot of acoustic instruments as well. But you know, working in the digital is kind of
Bobby Digital.
Well, I'm sorry, what's that?
Bobby Digital.
What?
Bobby Digital.
I mean, I guess I do, you know, use digital stuff, but I don't know if I'd call myself Bobby Digital.
you know, you do something on some of your music that I think you call a detuned piano. And listening to it, I never knew whether it was an electric piano or what, but it has this really distinctive sound.
Well, you know, I use different settings on the keyboard. There is one setting that's sort of a detuned setting.
So you use the word detuned. What do you mean by detuned, and what is detuned?
Well, a detuned piano, I don't really think I use it that much. Most of the time I try to tune my piano, but a detuned piano is just a piano that's not tuned, and you can digitally make a piano not tuned very, very easily.
What is detuned?
Well, it's just basically when you're... it sounds like a piano that is not tuned, you know, one that's been sitting around the studio for a few years and no one's ever tuned it.
What is detuned?
I thought I'd just explain that, Terry. By the way, you know, I've got to say, you are a lot more attractive than I had thought.
Old dirty bastard.
Well, I know, I mean, it's true. You can call me that, but, you know, I think you're pretty hot.
Dirty, dirty bastard.
Hey, I like the way that kind of rhythm sounds. Hold on a second. Let me get this going. All right, start doing what you just did.
Old dirty bastard, dirty dirty
yeah.
Bastard. Old dirty bastard, dirty
That's
dirty
it.
Bastard. Old dirty bastard, dirty dirty bastard. Old dirty bastard,
you got it.
Dirty
that,
dirty
you got
bastard.
It. You go.
Old dirty bastard, dirty dirty bastard. 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 There's also Bobby Digital. There's also Bobby Digital.
All right, I think you're through.
Well, I really want to thank you so much for talking with us.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, even though you're a little bit wacky.
My name is Jeff. I got a beat to share with you. I got a rhyme that's kind of lame, but I got nothing else to do. A podcast at my microphone. I got so much to tell. I know you're going to like it, so check out my XML.
This is Pat on the side, and there are rules that I dislike. Like Jeff makes me talk to you 6 inches from the mic. Some say I'm outspoken, some say that I'm a reb. I say outrageous things to put my panties on the web.
There is shizzle in my nizzle, and I don't mean to boast, but I got freaky on our podcast when I talk with Terry Gross. I'm a white guy who can break it, I can shake it, cause I know you vote for us in Podcast Alley. Check it, yo.
If Brett Pitt's a listen, we're out of here by 7. I'll meet him at the coffee bar inside 7-Eleven. I know he's over 40, but that does not repel.
Bell.
Unless he listens to my rhymes, I'm home alone with Belle again.
One of the first big breaks that this podcast has was I wrote a song called Podcast Star. Many of you are probably familiar with it, but it, without even solicitation, it got play on the Dawn and Drew Show and the Adam Curry Show, and they included links to this show. And let me tell you what that did to our web statistics and our listener statistics. It just made it go up the roof. So without further ado, here is Podcast Star once again.
While I was alone, looking for love, I found what I could be with technology. I just wanna be a podcast star.
drinking with my friend Pat. We cut a little weekly podcast called This and That. We tell a few jokes and spill our points of view. What's new with you? Started out really slow. Now it's fun to watch as our numbers grow. Tell all your friends who you listen to. I wanna be as popular as Dawn and Drew. Dawn and Drew. Dawn and Drew. I just wanna be a podcast star. 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 I wanna be on top. I get it till I drop. Wanna make history. Look at me, at me, at me, at me, at me. America, is there room for us in this hysteria? Someone fame, others want release. I wanna be a star, can I have it please? Have it please, have it please. I just wanna be a podcast star. I just wanna be a podcast star. I just wanna be a podcast star. I just wanna be a podcast star.
Immediately following Podcast Star is a trip back in time where Pat and I expose what we did 20 years ago when we were cassette casting. Enjoy it all. I remember when we started this thing. Do you remember?
Oh, let's think about it.
Let's think.
I can't believe we're doing this first broadcast. This is fun, isn't it, Pat?
It is.
And we're doing cassette casting, which we're very excited about. Yay!
I don't quite get this cassette casting idea, Jeff.
Well, cassette casting is really simple. It's brand new. Not too many people know about it, but we basically, I'll give out our mailing address later, but people will send us a letter and we will ship out cassettes we're recording these cassettes to people so they can basically subscribe. And I don't know how often we're going to do this, maybe once a week or so, but I'll just make copies of the cassettes and ship them out. And what's really cool is that you've heard of these Sony Walkmans, right?
Oh yeah, they're all the latest rage.
It's really cool.
Everybody has them.
Well, that's the problem, though. Not everybody has them. They're not as ubiquitous as I would like. But what that'll allow is that people will be able to hear us and actually be on the road or on the move. It's such a groovy, cool, hip, new concept.
That's really great. I don't think it'll be a problem sending them out either.
I know. I don't think it'll be a problem either. I think it'll be easy. And do you have any people subscribed yet? Any of your friends or family?
No.
Well, let's better get going, because this is going to be hot, baby.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
Well, first thing we need to do is figure out a name.
A name, What about PR and J?
It's kind of like a sandwich, PB and J, but it's our initials.
Exactly.
Hey, that would be kind of cool. We could even have like a symbol of a sandwich.
Oh, and put it on the cassettes.
Put it on the cassettes.
Great idea.
That would be so cool. But
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, we should look at some other options too, but I like that one. What about Jeff and the Girl?
Jeff and the Girl. No, I think it should be Jeff. It should be Pat and the Guy. Why do I have to be the girl?
Because you're a girl.
I don't want to be the girl.
I don't want to be the guy.
Forget it. Let's see. What about Texan Noise, since we're from Texas?
Hey, that's pretty cool. And we're annoying? Is that where you're going with that?
No, like noise. Like we're making noise.
Okay, Texan Noise.
Exactly.
All right, that's not too bad. We could also go with Alcoholic Insider.
That's interesting, except we're not alcoholics, Jeff.
Oh, how about Sexaholics Insider?
Sexaholics. Well, what about, you know, how Jimmy Buffett has Margaritaville? What about Jeff and Patville?
Jeff and Patville. Hey, that's cool.
Yeah, I like that one.
We could be like, we could even have on our cassettes a little sign that says, "Welcome to Jeff and Patville." That would be so hip.
You know, sometimes I feel kind of annoyed about a lot of things. What about the Bitterest Pat?
The Bitterest Pat?
Yeah, that's
you me. You are bitter.
I'm the bitterest.
But where's
baby.
My name and all that?
Ah, who cares?
The Bitterest Jeff. The Bitterest Pat and Jeff.
All right, well.
I don't know. How about, you know, we're not alcoholics, but maybe something like, what do the Italians say when they're toasting?
Well, they say things like salute.
Ah, the salute cassette cast.
No, that's too weird. Or chin chin.
Chin chin.
No,
what
I
else
don't
is there?
Know. Viva.
Oh, yeah, like Viva cassette cast.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That could be kind of fun. Uh-huh. All right, I like that.
What about Jeff and Pat take over the world?
Hey, Pat and Jeff. Jeff and Pat, yeah, that's better.
No.
All right, we gotta decide a name. I don't know. Maybe something that rhymes with Jeff. How about Lef, Kef, Nef, Ref? Nothing rhymes with Jeff.
I was going to say, nothing.
Nothing,
sorry,
Chef.
Dork.
Well, maybe we could do a food show. We could be the Chef and Pat and Jeff. Or we could invite the Chef.
The Chef and Pat. No, those are stupid.
The Chef and Pat. Okay, maybe it has to rhyme with Pat. Maybe, you know, I don't know, this and that.
This and that? That sounds good.
This and that.
I think that's what we should have.
So, yeah, I don't know what really we're going to talk about in this thing, but maybe, what about, I don't know, what kind of music you've been listening to lately?
Well, lately I've been listening to this band called The Police.
The Police?
Yeah, The Police, they suck.
Oh, I know, they're the ones that sing that song.
Roxanne.
How does it go again?
Roxanne. You don't have to turn on the red light. Something like that. I think they're going nowhere.
Roxanne. Don't they have that bass player with that stupid freaking name? It's like a one-word name or something.
Yeah, I think it's Sting.
Ah, so stupid.
And have you seen him?
No,
he's
I haven't.
He's not attractive.
Really?
No.
So it's like a one-hit wonder, probably.
Yeah, I think so.
I've been listening to this. Have you heard the song? She's a maniac,
Oh, yeah.
On the floor. Michael Sambello. That guy.
He's going places.
You know, I am not a music genius, but you mark my words. Michael Sambello is going places.
I'm marking your words.
The Police, one-hit wonder.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we'll also have to intersperse our talking with some kind of sound effects, don't you think?
Oh, that's a great idea. Hey, I got one right here. How's this?
That's great. I love it.
How about, I got another one. Listen to this one.
Ooh, wow. Not bad.
How about a double?
Oh, yowza. I don't know, Jeff. I think we're getting a little obnoxious here.
Oh, come on. It's fun. Sound effects are fun. Everybody will love them.
That was like a wet willy in my ear, Jeff.
Yeah.
I think maybe no sound effects.
Okay. Well, another person I've been listening to lately is Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson. He is the king of pop.
He's the king of pop, but I didn't even like him when they were the Jackson 5.
Really?
No, that guy ghouls me out.
He ghouls you out?
Yeah, I think he's going to be a child molester, I'm sure. I can see it in his eyes.
Oh, man. That's a stretch.
Wow. You mark my words.
Well, we got to think of something else. I will mark your words. We'll look back on this, and we will judge. Now, one thing, you know, I got to figure out really what to talk about, and I don't have a, you know, I've got all this great ideas for doing the cassette cast, but I don't have anything to talk about.
Oh, we have lots of things to talk about, like math, for example.
Math is good.
Maybe we can be operations research stars.
I just want to be a cassette cast star.
Ooh, that's good, Jeff.
I just want to be a cassette cast star. Not bad, huh?
That was really good.
Hey, Patty.
Ray, what?
What are you wearing?
Nothing. I got a short skirt on, baby.
You know, we need to, like, do a VHS and ship out, video cassettes, too. But those are so high tech.
Oh, yeah, they're too high tech. Maybe in beta.
Maybe a beta format is always good. I love that beta format. That will win out.
I'm sure.
We are procrastinators. No, we're
prognosticators.
What she said. Masturbators.
Prognosticators.
Whatever you said. Anyway, this is going to be fantastic. I can't wait to ship out the first cassettes.
Me either. I'm ready to go, Jeff. Let's make
ready.
The show.
All right.
Aww.
That was good times.
Those were good old times. I remember being young when I didn't have to wear underwear.
I know. I never wore underwear. wait a minute. Are we supposed to wear? Many of our fans are also fans of the show Air Ferg at airferg.com, which is a great show. And let's hope that they keep doing their thing for a while. For a while, Ferg was doing a Beatles parody where he would play a Beatles song and have goofy lyrics over it. So I thought that was pretty funny. And I thought I'd parody that. I'd parody Air Ferg parodying the Beatles. And that resulted in this next song called Hey Ferg. Following the song Hey Ferg, we're going to play a little bit that we were ripping on Paris Hilton. Do you remember when she did the hamburger commercial? After that, there's Jimmy Sutherland with the gang. Jimmy Sutherland was our band leader for a while. And this is called Love Podcasting Style. And after that, we'll have a bit where there's some murder and film noir in the studio.
Hey, Ferg, it's fucking lame
to sing your own words over a Beatles song. You don't even care if the number of syllables you sing are correct, but if you stop doing it, I just might steal your bet. And anytime you wanna hear your song again, look over your shoulder, I just might be singing it. For well you know that it's just you. Hey, thank you for giving us this stupid idea. Na 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 na, na na na, hey. Hey fur, it's fucking lame to sing your own words over a beat of song. You don't even care number of syllables you sing are correct, but if you stop doing it, I might steal your bed. Na 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 na.
I love Paris in the springtime.
Yeah, baby.
I love Paris in the fall.
I want me a hamburger. Do you want a hamburger?
I want a hamburger.
How big of a hamburger do you want?
A big one, a big juicy one.
Oh yeah, baby. I want a big trans fat laden 2,000 calorie beefy cheesy.
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 Oh my God.
We don't ask much but to just listen and
do tell all your friends.
So vote for those that you adore. Everybody now,
love, love, love.
Tell the world,
love, love, love.
Scream it out,
love, love, love.
Love, podcasting style, truer than the iPod you use.
Pat, it has come to my attention that one of our listeners thinks that you have soccer mom mentality.
What?
Yeah, soccer mom mentality, you know.
Could that be because I'm a mom and I have 3.2 kids and I live in the suburb?
But you don't.
I know, none of that's true.
You're single and you're 40, I won't say.
Okay, so all right, this person thinks I have a, so what? I mean, he's wrong. Let's move on. What do
well,
we?
The person also said that I was the obvious leader of this podcast.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Actually, when I think about it, I completely agree.
What?
And in the, because I care about this show so much, I have to make a change.
Wait a second. You the leader?
Yeah.
I think we're teammates here. Stop laughing.
Oh, that's funny. Anyways, I need to make a lineup change. And Pat, you're out of here.
What?
Go.
What do you mean I'm out of here?
That's it, baby. We've had a good run, but we got to stop.
Get your hands off me. What are you doing?
Get out.
Stop.
Get out.
Stop.
Get out right now.
No, I'm not going.
Go.
No.
Man, that was harder than I thought. Okay. Who can I get to do this show with me? Luckily, I have Susan here. Hey. All right. Let's get this started. Get the mic on.
It's the weekend of June 11th, 2005. I'm Jeff.
This is Susan.
And you're listening to Cruisin' and Bruisin' with Jeff and Susan. Pat, what is that? You gotta...
This is not happening!
You don't have a gun. You don't like it. You're not a gun person. Put it down. Susan, oh my God, what did you do? Oh my God. You must really love podcasting.
I do!
All right, get back in here. let's call the paramedics and see if we can revive Susan.
It was one of those searing hot days in Dallas, the kind of day where the heat reflecting from the pavement hits you in the crotch and says, "Wake up, Mr. Star, you've got work to do." As you're walking out of the dark bar with sunglasses on, where you just put the shine on a fella who needed to be taught a lesson. I was sitting in my office when she walked in, without so much as a knock on my steel-plated door.
Are you Podcast Star?
This gal had a...
Don't call me gal.
This skirt had an uncanny way of knowing just what I was thinking.
Podcast Star is the name I use when I'm not using my other names. Mr. Star will do.
She had on a tight little Audrey Hepburn dress, you know, the one from Breakfast at Tiffany. The kind that can make a man swoon after closing time, but before five causes one to remember a certain affair 10 years ago that ended in teary goodbyes, false hopes, and broken dreams. Dreams plundered in a fortnight of gin and cheap jazz joints. But I digress.
Mr. Star, Mr. Star, I'm Molly Evans of the Evans Broadcasting Conglomerate, and I've been told you're the best.
Well, Miss Evans, if that's your real name, the best is a relative term that is used when someone wants something that you are not prepared to give up without a fight.
Well, I've been told that you're that good. You have a nice office here.
Cut with the baloney, Miss Evans. Either you have come here to talk about my office and clean it like it's never been cleaned before, especially those dust bunnies underneath the file cabinet, or you have come to talk business. I'm not cheap, and you're on the clock.
Money is no concern, Mr. Star. I've got plenty of podcast money. Just ask my band leader, Jimmy Sutherland.
The doll hat class, I'll say that. She knew what a man wanted to hear and what a man desperately needed. The sweet, sweet scent of green. A green more vibrant than a freshly manicured golf course, smelling of morning dew, laced with an unmistakable whiff of martini. Dry with a twist.
Well, now that that is settled, what can I do for you?
I want you to tail my man. I think he's up to no good.
Tail your man? I don't like what that term implies, Ms. Evans. I'm an established member of the heterosexual union.
Ooh, I'm glad that your member is established, Mr. Star. But I want you to follow him and tell me what he's doing.
What do you suspect?
I run one of the largest podcasts in the country, and you may know it, the This and That Podcast, and...
This and That Podcast. I've heard tell of this show and this new technology, but I've never been so close to this kind of greatness.
I think he's running off and doing guest appearances and with other podcasters.
All right. Cut the dramatics, sweetheart. Guest appearances, you say, huh? Well, why don't you collect yourself and go down to the corner 7-Eleven and get yourself one of their new gourmet sandwiches. I've heard they're quite good. And a hot cup of Joe. I'll meet you there in about 35 to 40 minutes. I've got some, research to do.
Yes, research indeed. Now where did I put my iPod?
This next song is Jimmy Sutherland again, doing our This and That theme song in a big band version. One of the things that happened this year was the release of Batman, another movie. I can't remember which number it is because I really don't keep track of those things. But we were so inspired. This has actually turned out to be one of my favorite bits. It's a spoof on Batman. And following the spoof, we also did a little rock version of It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood by Mr. Rogers. So enjoy.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Robin, let's roll. Commissioner Gordon just called. There's trouble in Gotham City.
Holy iPod Batman, trouble in Gotham City?
That starts with a T and rhymes with a P, Boy Wonder.
What do we do, Batman?
Well, first, we must sing our theme song. Ready?
Holy podcast star, Batman, let's sing.
I love to be Batman. I love to dress up in my tight little black suit.
And I am Boy Wonder. I fight crime with Batman. I'm prepared to shoot.
Together we fight all the crime
in that crazy, funky town that we call Gotham City.
Batman!
I love to be Batman.
Batman!
Holy cow, I'm Boy Wonder.
Batman!
I like to dress like a bat.
Batman!
You know, he's crazy like that.
Batman!
Together we fight all the crime in that crazy, funky town that we call Gotham City. Together we fight all the crime in that crazy, funky town that we call Gotham City.
Where have you two been? Singing your theme song again?
It's an important part of our act, Commissioner Gordon. What's the situation?
I'll tell you what the situation is.
Holy child molester Batman, it's Mr. Rogers!
Hello, boys and boys. Welcome to my neighborhood.
Gotham belongs to no one except the good people of this city, Mr. Rogers.
Sure, I know what you mean. Can you say, this is my neighborhood now?
This is my neighborhood? Holy Paris Hilton, you've got me again.
Oh, look who's dropped by. It's Mr. McFeely of the Speedy Delivery Messenger Service. Sure, looks like we have a package and, oh, it's ticking. Here, Batman, I think it's a special surprise for you.
For me? Aw, you shouldn't have. I didn't get you anything. Drat, foiled again.
Did you like that? I'll bet you did, sure. There's another one, 1,000 times larger, set to go off in Main Street if the city doesn't give me $1 million. Can you say $1 million?
Holy haberdashery, Batman. We need to defuse that bomb or a lot of people will die.
Right you are, Boy Wonder. But how? But how indeed?
Well, first, just kill him, Batman.
Oh, good idea. Oh, and Commissioner Gordon, this one's for you. That guy always creeped me out.
Holy Public Broadcasting Corporation, Batman, well played. You're a maniac in that tight black suit, not to mention hot.
Thank you, Boy Wonder. Let's go defuse that bomb now and then go back to the Batcave for some hot, wild man to Batboy lovemaking.
Yeah.
Well, Pat, you know, while I was in the studio yesterday doing sort of the musical background for some of the Batman stuff.
I did that.
Yeah, actually you did that, didn't you? You know, for some reason just playing the little, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, I needed some testosterone.
Oh, really?
So I got out my electric guitar.
Uh-huh.
And I recorded this, and I'm going to sing it live in the studio. I want to see what you think about it.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Get your hands in the air. I don't care if you're driving. Come on, clap your hands. This is rock and roll, old style, Mr. Rogers style.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Come on, girl. Could you be mine? Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, Pat. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where's my sweater?
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be mine. What?
Won't you be my neighbor? Oh, I need a funky neighbor that's not a plastic doll, yeah.
Ooh. All right, that's enough of that.
Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Sorry.
Bye. This is an unreleased version, so you're going to hear this for the first time, of a Pat and Jeff discussion on lobsters.
Yeah, I got to keep my mouth shut. But, you know, you've brought up lobster several times. Do you remember when we went to Maine?
Do they have lobsters up there?
To visit Wei Xing. And Susan talked about opening up a lobster sanctuary.
Yeah, let's do it. Lobster sanctuary. Right. Does that mean we can't eat them?
Well,
that's no good.
Our friend Susan, it felt like, you know, there's too many people eating the lobsters, and maybe lobsters deserve to have their own sanctuary. But I did tell her later on that there are people who do have an idea, kind of a love of a lobster spa, because they send lobsters from Maine to Asia.
Okay.
And, you know, it takes a little time to get them
sure.
over there. And so some of the lobsters die before they get there. And so they've been thinking about, like, stopping. I think they stop in Hawaii, and they let the lobsters, you know, rejuvenate. And I guess they get their little claws massaged. Who knows? And then they take them to Asia, and they have found that they have a higher rate of survivability.
Excellent.
Of course, eventually they get eaten in Asia. But the other thing was is they've got this book out there. It's called The Secret Lives of Lobsters.
Well, you know what I always wondered? Like at Red Lobster, they'll have Lobster Fest about a couple times a year where they'll highlight their lobster dishes. And I wonder if the lobsters know that Lobster Fest is not a festival for them. I always wondered about that. Lobster Fest, yay! Let's go to Lobster Fest. Pack up the kids. Let's go.
I think that's clever marketing. We'll need to talk to Danielle about that because I'm sure she's right up in there making sure that lobsters think that it's a festival for them.
I want to go to Lobster Fest this year.
Well, anyway, getting back to the secret lives of lobsters.
Was that an interruption for you?
Yes, evidently lobsters have quite the hot sex life.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely. So anyway, you can read all about it in this book, but I went someplace and they talked about it. They gave a review, and one of the things that they said, and I thought this was interesting, was that this book was about lobsters, scientists, and scientific problem solving.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound like a great book?
Sounds like a great book. It really does.
Secret Lives of Lobsters.
Because we do love science here, the This and That Jeff and Pat podcast. Pat decided that she wanted to do some credits to the show as a way to do an outro of the show. And I think we're going to use that plus some goofs at the end to say goodbye to this first part of three of The Best in Jeff and Pat. Thanks, all. Stay tuned for part two coming up soon.
The This and That podcast is a production of Stupendo Studios. Executive producer, Jeff. Assistant producer, Pat. Original music by Jeff. Dubbing editor, Engineer George. Dog handler, intern Josh. Music recording engineer, Jeff. Caterer, Pat. Production sound mixer, Jeff. Sound effects recordist, engineer George. Assistant dubbing mixer, engineer George. Wardrobe assistant, intern Josh. Set decoration, intern Josh. Location manager, intern Josh. Post-production coordinator, intern Josh. Production sound mixer trainee, intern Josh. Orchestra scoring, Jimmy Sutherland.
It's time!
Good God, what is wrong with you?
I love Paris in the summer. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris when it's breaking me. Most of all, I love Paris in the summertime. The summertime is the right time for making love. The summertime is the right time for making love.